Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Live pictures of breaking news right now. A crash has closed a section of Lake Wheeler Road in Raleigh. I'll show you the alternate route that'll save you time this morning.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville, where the FBI is investigating after police say a man shot himself while he was in custody. Coming up, why police were initially called to this parking lot.
It's a nice mild start this morning with temperatures in the 60s, but it's warm this afternoon, 83 for the high. I'll show you when a cold front could drop our temperatures down into the 40s. Coming up.
It's a different kind of shutdown, showdown, and unfolding on Capitol Hill.
We need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
Bring it on, let's get over with it, and let's start governing.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces a challenge from within his own party to remove him from his role.
And if you're feeling lucky today, you'll want to get a Powerball ticket for only the fourth time ever. The top prize now more than $1 billion. How nice would that be to start your October? I think we're all saying yes, it would be wonderful. Thanks for joining us on your Monday morning, October 2nd. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Monday here. Yeah, fourth time ever. Second time this year.
I know.
Big, big bucks.
Big money.
We'll talk about it. Amy Wilmoth is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at our temperatures. We are starting off where we left off on the weekend. Beautiful.
Right? It's a nice start to the day. It's going to be a nice afternoon, just warm with temperatures in the 80s. But check out Roxboro right now, 50 degrees in Roxboro, low 60s around the Triangle, low 60s down in Fayetteville. But we do have some cool spots this morning, 56 degrees right now in Southern Pines. This is a live look at Clayton. Things are fairly quiet in Clayton this morning. We have mainly clear skies out there this morning. And check out Futurecast. I'll just let it run throughout the entire day. Plenty of sunshine, maybe a few clouds later this evening, but overall just a nice Monday for us. We'll have a lot of sunshine, and again, it's going to be warming up later this afternoon. This morning, temperatures are comfortable in the 60s. We'll stay there until about 11 o'clock. Then we'll jump into the low 70s, and then our high this afternoon, 83 degrees, which is a little bit above normal for this time of year. But our temperatures are dropping over the weekend. I'll have more on the cold front headed our way coming up, Brian.
Amy, it's 6:01 right now, and we are following breaking news. South of Raleigh, heading down toward Fuquay Varina, a section of Lake Wheeler Road is closed right now because of a crash and downed power lines around Simpkins Road. Let's head out live to the scene. Check in with WRAL's Laura Levine, who's been there for a little while now. And it looks like now some repair crews have arrived, Laura.
They have, Brian, and you know, this is going to be a problem for drivers this morning, traffic for at least the next few hours until 10 o'clock this morning. You can now see Duke Energy crews working to pull that damaged power pole from the embankment here. And I'm going to explain exactly what happened. It looks like a vehicle around 2:45, 3 o'clock this morning hit a sharp turn here at Simpkins Farm, and Lake Wheeler Road. And then you can see marks on the trees here in the wood, went down that embankment and then knocked into that power pole, knocking down all of these power lines here. They brought their vehicles out with equipment, again, working to pull that power pole from the embankment and get some of the power restored in this area. At this time, we know more than 80 customers are without power because of this crash that happened. Fire crews told us earlier this morning the vehicle involved was towed from the scene. So we're working right now to learn more about the condition and the exact details of this crash. Again, about 84 customers without power this morning. The estimated time for restoration is 10:15. Brian.
All right, Laura, thanks for that live update. And again, that section of Lake Wheeler likely is going to be closed for much of the morning commute. We'll be able to let you know when it all reopens. But you can see a little bit of red showing up on the sensors there just south of Simpkins Road, indicating where traffic is slowing down and turning around when they encounter that closure. Consider using 401 as a better alternate route this morning between Fuquay Varina and Garner.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking news this morning in Fayetteville. A man is in the hospital after police say he shot himself while in custody. This happened in the early morning hours in a parking lot on Cliffdale Road near South Riley Road. Brett Neese has more.
Police say ShotSpotter initially called them here to this parking lot just after midnight.
Take a look at video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker showing you how many officers were initially called to this scene. The FBI has now taken over this investigation. Fayetteville police say when they got here, they found a man walking through the empty parking lot. He was placed in handcuffs and officers searched him and found a gun. They say when he was handcuffed with his hands behind his back, he managed to pull out a second gun
that was in his pants pocket, and he shot himself. Police started CPR right away and called for an ambulance. The man was then life-flighted to the hospital, where he is now in stable condition. Police also say that man is a convicted felon and should not have had a gun at all. The officers involved are under administrative leave while the FBI investigates. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Nice, WRAL News.
Students at UNC are on alert this morning as police are looking for a person who they say committed sexual assault. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us from UNC. And Kelsey, officers say this happened inside a residence hall on campus.
Yes, Jeff, good morning. Police are looking for a man who they say sexually assaulted a person inside of this building, McClinton Residence Hall, on campus around 6 p.m. yesterday. A crime alert was sent out to students, faculty, and staff last night. Here's a look at where that dorm is on campus. It's at the intersection of Raleigh Street and Country Club Road. Officers received a report that the victim was followed into the lobby at McClinton, where the suspect groped them. And police say that the suspect later left the building through a lobby stairwell. And if you have any information, you're asked to call UNC Police or 911. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Kevin McCarthy's role as Speaker of the House may be in jeopardy. You were looking live now at the Capitol, where Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says he plans to force a vote on McCarthy's status as Speaker this week. Gaetz says that he wants McCarthy ousted after the House leader worked with Democrats to reach a bipartisan deal to avoid a government shutdown. He claims McCarthy violated an agreement with more conservative members of the House when he agreed to the deal. McCarthy says that he is not concerned by Gaetz's call for his removal, telling him to, quote, bring it on.
This is personal with Matt. He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something. He wanted to push us into a shutdown.
I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
Gaetz would need at least five Republicans to vote with him on McCarthy's removal if all Democrats also vote with him. The bipartisan deal agreed on Saturday and signed by President Biden will fund the government for 45 days.
It's the first day on the job for Wake County Schools' new superintendent. Robert Taylor will begin his 100-day plan to learn how the district can improve. Taylor says he plans to emphasize instructional greatness for the more than 160,000 students he'll be leading. His more than 30 years of experience will be a key factor for his success in the state's largest school district. Taylor also spent 10 years as superintendent in Bladen County, and he was sworn in as Wake County's new superintendent Friday during a special ceremony.
This morning, former President Donald Trump will be in court for the start of a civil fraud trial. This is a live look at Trump Tower in Manhattan, where Trump is spending the night before going to court this morning. The former president arrived in the city overnight. A judge has already ruled that Trump lied about how much his business was worth. The ruling comes in response to the lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is seeking $250 million in damages, a ban on the Trumps doing business in New York, and a ban on the company from engaging in business transactions for 5 years. This trial could also determine whether he loses control over some of his most famous properties.
Raleigh police are looking for the person who stabbed a man downtown in the middle of the day. This happened near the Moore Square bus station on Blount Street around 12:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say two men were arguing and one stabbed the other near the neck. The man who was stabbed was in critical condition at the hospital at last check. WRL spoke with a woman who says she worries about her safety when coming downtown.
When you come out of the bar, you get harassed by people. It doesn't make you feel safe. It kind of just spoils the entire experience.
The scene of the stabbing is one of the areas where Raleigh plans to add private security to help curb crime. A report from last month claims there have been more than 300 crimes in that area in the past 8 months.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is one of the biggest in the lottery's history. The grand prize is more than $1 billion, and it could grow even more before tonight's drawing. No one matched all the numbers on Saturday, so you still have a chance to become a billionaire. Now, if you hit big, your cash take-home value would be almost $480 million. The drawing is tonight at 11 o'clock, live right here on WREL.
There is a lucky person from North Carolina holding a ticket worth $2 million from Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Someone bought the ticket at the Murphy Express on Gannon Avenue in Zebulon. The ticket matched the numbers on all five white balls to win $1 million and doubled the prize because the person bought the Power Play multiplier. The winter hasn't stepped up yet, but people who live in Zebulon are happy for them and a bit jealous as well.
Stay anonymous. Stay anonymous. Ooh, I don't know if they got a law you got to tell your name, but ooh, stay anonymous and enjoy this life right here.
You stay anonymous for as long as you can, but in North Carolina, you will eventually have to reveal. The matching numbers for all white balls, the chances of that are 1 in 11.6 million people, and the winner has 180 days from the drawing to claim the prize.
Taylor Swift has more to celebrate this morning after another win for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs jumped out to a big lead in New York last night against the Jets, and they were able to hold on down the stretch as the Jets' comeback attempt fell short. The Chiefs escape with a 23-20 win, leaving Taylor and her rumored boyfriend, Travis Kelce's mom, all smiles and they're sweet. In 15 minutes in what's trending, a look at more of the celebrities who made the game must-see on TV. There were so many celebrities in that box.
It was a luxury scene packed in there. Well, there's a play starring students at Durham's Hillside High, maybe going statewide. Why North Carolina's education chief says it's so important for others to see state of urgency.
And California's governor has made his choice to fill Dianne Feinstein's remaining term, who he's picked to take the seat after the senator's death last week. And our warm temperatures continue for the next several days. High temperatures will be in the low 80s, but a strong cold front headed this way will drop our temperatures this weekend. I'll share those details coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in for Elizabeth this morning. You're looking live at the WRAL studio tower lit up in blue. Clear skies expected today. We'll have a lot of sunshine. That's going to help to warm us up. But it feels good outside right now. 50 in Roxboro, 55 in Lewisburg. It's 59 degrees in Wilson, 62 in Raleigh and in Durham. Down to the south, we're in the 50s and 60s, 52 in Sanford, 52 in Robbins. So a comfortable start to the day today. It will warm up this afternoon. Yesterday, our high was 81. Today, we're expecting a high of 83. So just a little bit warmer today compared to yesterday with mainly sunny skies out there today. So 83 in Raleigh, 83 in Durham, and 85 for the high temperature in Fayetteville today. We'll keep those 80s going. High temperatures will stay in the 80s through at least Wednesday. Brian?
642 right now as we take a look at traffic. Still following that crash on the south side of Raleigh heading toward Fuquay Varina, Lake Wheeler Road right around Simpkins Road. Live pictures from the scene show the cleanup that continues out there. Apparently a vehicle took out a utility pole and that repair work is going to take some time. And that section of Lake Wheeler right around Simpkins Road just north of the lake itself likely will be closed for much of the morning commute. Consider using 401 as a good alternate route. Right now as we take a look around the rest of the triangle, our major routes are in pretty good shape. Not picking up any unusual delays anywhere in Wake County, Durham County, or Orange County, Michelle.
Thank you, Brian. The state's top education official wants more schools to put on a play that addresses violence. In her latest newsletter, Superintendent of Public Instruction Catherine Truitt is urging schools to book the play State of Urgency. The play was created at Hillside High in Durham and shares alternatives to violence. Its student cast met with Truitt for about an hour after a performance in the spring. Its creator says that he is encouraged by the superintendent's call for the play to spread.
I was really, really excited about that because that's what we've been trying to do. We've been working on getting all the school systems involved as best as we could.
And the cast has performed the play for various groups across the state. If you'd like to book a performance, you can do so by calling the number on your screen.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRA Live Center. Just within the last 10 minutes, the Nobel Prize for Medicine awarded to two scientists. This is a tweet that's sent out just a little while ago. These are the two scientists, Caitlin Carrico and Drew Weissman, for their work in mRNA vaccines against COVID-19. Their technology led to the development of those vaccines that have been given to thousands of people around, millions, I should say, of people around the world. Also, that same mRNA technology is now being researched for other diseases, including cancer. The two will share the $1 million prize in this distinguished recognition.
California's governor has chosen a replacement for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Gavin Newsom says he'll appoint LaFonza Butler to fill the remainder of Feinstein's term. Butler was once an advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris. She most recently led a national organization dedicated to helping women win political office. She'll serve until voters choose a new senator in the 2024 election. Feinstein died Thursday at the age of 90.
The Wake County Animal Center launched its much-anticipated Fall Community Pet Days, helping families provide care for their pets. Every other Sunday from now until November 12th, families can get free or low-cost veterinary care. That includes $5 rabies shots, free microchipping, and additional vaccines. Also information on how to find affordable pet food and supplies. The next Fall Community Pet Day is 2 weeks from today at the Wake County Northern Regional Center on East Holding Avenue in Wake Forest. The events run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can find details about future pet days on WREL.com.
The DBAP will be transforming into Woolies Winter Wonderland, bringing joy and holiday fun to families and friends across our viewing area. It all happens November 22nd through New Year's Eve, and you can enjoy shopping, get your picture with Santa, take a ride on the holiday train. To purchase tickets, just go to DurhamBulls.com. Here we have a live look downtown Raleigh right now, just a little bit above 60 degrees, a little chilly as you head outside this morning. But Amy Wilmoth is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. A nice week all the way along, even cool down this weekend. That's interesting.
Right. A pretty strong front. It could drop our temperatures down into the 40s as we get to Sunday. So a big drop in the temperatures, but very warm this week with temperatures staying in the 80s for the next several days for our high temperatures. This is a live look at Chapel Hill. This view comes to you from Top of the Hill Restaurant. Very quiet weather out there this morning. We do have some cool spots. Roxborough checking in at 50 degrees right now. Sanford, 52 degrees with clear skies. It's 60 in Fayetteville, 60 degrees in Goldsboro. So a nice mild start, even cool, maybe jacket weather for some of our outlying communities. It's going to be warm for everyone this afternoon, though. We'll jump into the 70s by 11 o'clock this morning. At lunchtime, really nice weather. Maybe have lunch outside. Sunshine and 75 at lunchtime. And then we're going up to 83 this afternoon. So it will be warm, very warm this afternoon, about 4 to 5 degrees above normal for this time of year. But looking at the pattern for next week, we do have a cold front and it's going to drop our temperatures, and that sends us into the blue category, which is below normal for a good part of the East Coast. It does include all of North Carolina. So here's Thursday morning, a look at the temperatures, and what you'll notice is the shading of blues and darker greens start to approach us as we get to the weekend. And by Sunday morning, we could be waking up to temperatures in the 40s. Still warm in the afternoon. 78 is the normal, 83 for the high today, 81 Tuesday, 80 Wednesday, and then a pair of 79s for Thursday and Friday. So we'll have some warm days with a lot of sunshine, really minimal rain chances, next to nothing this week. But then jacket weather is near by Sunday morning, 49 for the low temperature. So it'll be chilly as we wake up Sunday morning, definitely feeling like fall. Warm out there today, a little bit warmer compared to yesterday, low to mid 80s for highs today, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, temperatures will be comfortable again. We'll drop down into the 50s and 60s overnight tonight, right around 59 in Raleigh. And then tomorrow, another warm day, a lot of sunshine. Temperatures will stay in the lower 80s. And that's pretty much what it's going to look like Wednesday, too. 80 for the high with mainly sunny skies. Still dry Thursday and Friday. Late Friday, as that cold front arrives, we have a 20% chance for rain. So, again, very, very minimal. But look at the drops in temperatures. 75 for the high on Saturday and 68 by Sunday. So starting to feel more like fall over the weekend.
I'm looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, it'll feel nice.
Very nice. 620 right now as we take a look at traffic. Big story on the road right now is a crash on Lake Wheeler Road at Simpkins Road. They're on the south side of Raleigh, heading down in the north part of Fuquay Varina. Live pictures from the scene. We've been monitoring these this morning. You can see where they are working to repair a damaged utility pole out there. And it looks like Lake Wheeler Road could be closed for quite a while this morning. And it gets busy during the morning commute there just north of the lake itself. Consider using 401 as a good alternate route this morning between Fuquay Varina and Garner. Right now, sensors indicate that is a clear route in both directions, and we'll be monitoring that through the morning, let you know how that alternate is looking. Also want to let you know about a ramp closure. This is construction related. It started over the weekend. The ramp from 440 eastbound onto westbound Wade Avenue is going to be closed through the week as part of that Beltline widening project. You're going to head on up to Lake Boone Trail, turn around, and then come back down 440 westbound to rejoin the westbound side of Wade Avenue.
All right, thank you, Brian. The Durham County Sheriff's Office may be getting more money to upgrade its body cam systems. What the funding would go toward and why it could help speed up investigations.
And your favorite late night hosts are back with all new episodes. What you can expect starting tonight as the writers are back on the job.
And as we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, apparently there was a football game last night, but one person in the crowd is getting all the attention.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
I promised you that we would tell you if Taylor Swift was going to be at the game.
Oh, yeah.
And indeed, she was at the game, the Chiefs game last night. She was in a suite with other celebrities. You know, these are all backbenchers now, like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively and Hugh Jackman. Who cares about them? There's Taylor. According to an unofficial account by sports media site The 506, Taylor was shown on screen 11 times during the broadcast, and the NFL posted about her on social media many times during the game.
Felt like 11 times in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know.
Watching after that?
Hey, yeah. Travis did come out and say, you know, I understand that I brought on all this attention to me. I understand that. But listen, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So he's taking his shot, and she keeps showing up for the game, so he's winning.
She flew on the team plane to get to New York.
Imagine the news when the first game she doesn't show up to.
Oh.
Then it's going to be no trouble in paradise.
Stop
what's going on?
Exactly. Renee and I had some fun this weekend. Take a look. This is the KBS Cup. Our friends over at Mix 101.5, Sarah, Kyle, and Brian, this is their now second annual race, Mario Kart-themed race. We did this at William Peace University. I was on, you can see me there, right there in the front, and Renee over was on the right. There's Renee.
Is.
There we are. She was on Sarah's Peach Princess team, and I was Team Luigi.
You
and we
Luigi.
Won!
Yes.
We won. Now, Renee sent me a text last night saying that she was not going to be here today, that it was planned. I don't know. I think she's just, you know, recuperating.
Right?
From being a loser.
Oh, oh.
Oh, man.
A little sore from the tricycle ride there.
I know I am.
But no sore sports. Everybody's a winner.
That's right.
That was
fun.
Great stuff. That looks super fun. Thanks, Brian. Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour is coming to the big screen. She unveiled a trailer for a documentary about the tour during its final stop in Kansas City last night. The movie will go behind the scenes of the tour, which brought out millions of fans and made more than $460 million worldwide. The film will hit theaters December 1st.
It's going to sell out fast. Well, some of your favorite talk shows return tonight with new episodes. Now that the Hollywood writer's strike is over, NBC's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon is back after 5 months of being on pause. This promo was released ahead of Fallon's return. Tonight guests include Matthew McConaughey and John Mayer. The Late Show with Seth Meyers also has a new episode tonight right here on WREL.
A busy road here in Wake County is shut down and will be closed for hours as crews work to clean and repair down power lines. Just ahead, a look at the repair process and what happened to cause this.
And check out this 7-day beautiful weather in the forecast this week. But look at the drop in the temperatures. That's a strong cold front headed our way. I'll have details on the timeline for that front coming up.
And a live look right now, this is the U.S. Capitol building, where the deal to avoid a government shutdown is driving a rift in the Republican Party. It could lead to Kevin McCarthy losing his position as Speaker.